This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 16th of May, 1962. Its title is TV Demo, Patching Up 3D Crisscross Cases. This tape is 87 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Now, if you just pull that chair a little bit closer. Now, what we're going to do here, we're not terribly concerned with the auditing just now. I want to know how you're getting on, that's all. I'm going to check over your 3D crisscross, check over this goal, find out what you're doing. Okay?
Yes.
All right. I'm just mainly checking up on the 3GA. Getting you well started from this.
We haven't started the 3GA yet, Ron.
No, I know you haven't. I'm just making sure we're okay here. All right, now. Main thing which I'm interested in. Come on, stop looking so scared. What are you upset about? You upset about something?
Well, the strangeness of it and...
Oh, well. You let me worry about that, huh?
Okay.
It's the strangeness of the room, huh?
And the situation.
What's the situation?
I've seen all the others up here, but I haven't been up here myself yet.
Oh, I see. All right. All right. And when you saw others up here, have you got any overt acts I've seen anyway? Have you?
No, I think I've been very good, actually. I've shushed the others when they've been laughing.
Oh, you have. You suppressed some overt acts.
Yes.
All right. Okay. How do you feel about that now? You still got a little bit of charge on it. Something might go wrong here, some way or the other? Yeah, what?
Oh, well, I feel not so awfully good about my own auditing, actually. Not as a PC, but as an auditor.
Oh,
I feel that I've got such an awful lot to learn yet.
Got some overts. Is this because we threw some practical course right into the middle of you?
Partly.
Partly?
Yes.
Yeah. You were getting all smoothed out, and there you went.
Well, I don't know. Last week I had rather a rough time with my own auditing.
Yeah.
Everything, I was all thumbs and thumbs and thumbs.
Yeah. Well, you recognize, don't you, for a lack of these little parts and pieces, that it can go that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So I think it's a good thing you got an opportunity to straighten those out. I don't know what you think on it.
It is.
All right. Well, how do you feel about being up here now? There's still a bang on there. What's the matter? Is it me? Is it being checked over by me? No. Students? Kind of latent. This room? This room.
I have wondered where the television camera is.
There it is.
Yes, that's it. That's the one.
There it is. That one is on now.
I can see my own reflection in there. Yes, that's the one.
That's it.
Yes.
And then there's the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the room? Oh, that's the room one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It gives you the lock there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bit better now.
All right. Now, how are you doing on this now? That's fine. That's clear. Okay.
Good.
All right. Feel better now?
Yes.
All right, is it all right with you if I check over your line plots here and goals and other things and stuff?
It is.
All right. Now, you recognize that sometimes there's a sufficient amount of charge on the line that you can't go into a goal assessment sometimes. I'm just making sure here tonight that is not true or is true. And if so, what one do we have to list? So, I'm going to have to do a little bit to you here to get this needle quiet. All right, catfish. You're not responding to my voice, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Good. I want to check out these various lines that you had here. You seem to have done a lot of listing on hide.
Yes, we have done a lot.
All right, hide. Now, there's an instant reaction on that.
Mm.
Now, did you get many somatics when you were listing that?
Yes.
You did?
For weeks. For weeks, it's for a number of weeks, two at least, it seemed to be all sensation. Mm-hmm. And then this last week, oh, it's been beautiful with really good pain. But at least it was some pain I had, you know, I could feel. Mm-hmm. It was something solid.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, you got reaction on that line. All right. That's the main test. That's the only thing I really want to know. And we still get a reaction on the prehab level hide. There's no damage done on this. It's just what was getting near the person.
Yeah, very near.
And let's test this next line, shall we? Who or what would be afraid to find out? Who or what would be afraid to find out? That looks awfully cool. I'll check it just once more. Who or what would be afraid to find out? I'm afraid I haven't got any charge on that at all. All right, let's take this next one. Who or what would suppress an identity? That looks very cool. Who or what would suppress an identity? I get no reaction. Mm-hmm. Now, in listing who or what would be afraid to find out, did you pick up a lot more somatics?
Yes.
You did have quite a few somatics. How heavy were they?
They were heavy. Heavier than any I've had before anywhere in auditing.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. And they moved, strangely enough, from behind, seemingly out there, to the back of the body, to the middle of the body, and then they came out in front here. And they appeared as, I forget how I described them to my auditor, but sort of mechanical things like dolls. Mm-hmm. They were not dolls, but they had the mechanical appearance, the deadness of dolls.
All right. Well, that line doesn't seem to be very charged. But you say you had heavy somatics on it, huh?
On hide?
No. On who or what would be afraid to find out.
I beg your pardon.
I was referring to hide. Oh, hide. All right. But who or what would be afraid to find out? Did you have somatics listing that?
Very, very slight line.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And who or what would suppress an identity? Did you have any somatics listing that? It's all over here on hide.
Yes.
You had me going there for a minute.
I do beg your pardon.
That's kind of right.
Yes.
It's an overt that should be forgiven. All right. What'd you find the elephant on?
Who or what would hide? And a cardinal, too, before the elephant. Yeah. And I've never known anything like that happen before. It came to sight and it blew with violence.
Well, let's straighten out this line. Somebody, I think, started you listing on goals, which is perfectly all right, but that can be skipped because you didn't go very far on that. And you'll have a good subjective reality on this. As somebody who was run on some earlier line, whether it was a goal or anything of the sort, that produced somatics and reaction and that sort of thing, the line has to be completed.
Yeah.
But if it were not a true line of some kind, it wouldn't have to be completed, no semantics on it.
Yeah.
What were you going to ask me?
There was something I'd like to say, is that towards the end of running Hyde, I noticed, or I felt, that the question, as a process question, was beginning to, shall I say, skid. It wasn't gripping.
It would. Three sides of the floor are missing. Who or what would Hyde? Well, that's a nice one. Let me work this out, okay?
Yes.
Your listing was who or what with a hide.
But Ron, does it go on and on and on and on right, and on
forever,
like that?
Not if listed four ways. I'm going to take an experimental check of this, if it's all right with you.
Yes.
I'm just going to take several here at random, and I'm going to read them to you and see what TA action we get out of this, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, give those cans a squeeze, would you? Thank you. You're having this, Mrs. Stone. Give those cans a squeeze. All right, thank you. That's good enough. All right, just hold on to them. A man hunter, a man killer, a man eater, a stalker, anyone who stalks, a stealthy stalker, a stalker by stealth. So forth. There's still some reaction on this. A masked man, a highwayman, a pope, a statesman, a subverter. That particular aspect of it seems pretty cool.
That was the elephant part, the animal part.
He blew, huh?
Yes, he blew.
All right. Now, who or what would hide? All right, now let's see if we can make a four-way floor out of this, okay? That was what was listed. Now, the way we get this is we want... It's want, not want, oppose, not oppose. That isn't the order of listing, but that's an easy way to remember it. Okay? Let's change this into the order of listing. Oppose, not want. All right, now, which one is who or what would hide? Is it want? It's not certainly. Is it want? Who or what would hide? Who or what would want to hide? Is that right? Does that translate?
Not quite. Would you please give it me again, Ron? Would you give it me again, what it was? What you
who or what would want to hide? Who or what would hide? Is it the same?
It seems to be who or what would hide.
All right. So let's change this over to, we've got who or what would hide, and then we've got, obviously, who or what would not hide.
Now I've gone all uncertain.
Yeah, I know you would be uncertain at that point, but it'd have to be opposite that, wouldn't it? I think we'll get a kick out of this on the meter. Let's take a sound at this. Who or what would not hide? Isn't too close. Who or what would not hide? Who or what would not want to hide?
Not want to hide.
Who or what would not want to hide? I'm afraid so. Who or what would not want to hide? There's a little better reaction.
Yeah, a bit more kick in it.
All right. Would not want to hide. Okay. Now, putting these things together, which are oddball lines, sometimes a little bit tricky. All right. Now, the next one would be oppose hiding, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Would it be oppose hiding or oppose something that hid?
Oppose something that hid.
It would be who or what would oppose, I'm afraid it would have to be something or someone, wouldn't it? Someone or something.
Mm-hmm.
That hid.
Yeah.
And who or what would not oppose someone or something that hid.
Yeah.
Let me try those on the meter now. Who or what would oppose something or someone that hid? I just get a tiny little jolt out of that. Who or what would oppose hiding? Who or what would oppose hiding? Who or what would oppose something or someone who hid? Something or someone that hid. I get a kick out of it. I got a little dirty needle here. Is there a missed withhold on something like that?
Yes.
Hey, what's the missed withhold?
The third one that you sent back. Did you say hiding? That one gave me a little, just a little jolt. And I didn't tell you about it.
All right, thank you. Let me check that. Is there a missed withhold on this? That's it. Okay. It's who or what would oppose hiding? That's tame now. Who or what would oppose hiding? Who or what would oppose something or someone who hid? Which one of those seems right to you?
The last one.
Yeah. All right. See if you can wrap your wits around this one. Who or what would not oppose something or someone who hid?
Oh, total apathy on that one.
Who or what would not oppose something or someone that hid?
I've wrapped my wits around it, but it just sends me into total apathy without thinking about an answer.
That's a voice. That's right. Well, then that's fine. Then that's just exactly correct. Because these not poles is out there into the nowhere. All right, there is your listing. And this one is listed, one. And this is two. This is three. And that is four. All right, now let me see how these things are, okay? See if we get a little knock on these things. Who or what would hide? It seems to be awfully clear that you've listed the living daylights out of it.
700, I think.
Yeah. All right. Now, who or what would not want to hide? All right. Have I missed a withhold in this session? Yes, what?
I wondered what you're looking at through there.
Oh, all right. Good enough. Let me check this. Have I missed a withhold in this session? That's clear. Thank you. All right. Wow. Who or what would not want to hide? This thing is just cool. Who or what would oppose something or someone that hid? Who or what would oppose something or someone that hid? Well, it seems to be something on that. Is that the one your attention hung up on?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a gruesome one, isn't it? Yeah. All right. And who or what would not oppose something or someone that hid? All right, now, how are you doing on that?
I feel as if I'd like to get my teeth into that, those two last ones.
Yeah.
Especially the third one.
Well, we haven't got a good check out here on who or what would not want to hide. Who or what would not hide? Better?
Mm.
Who or what would not hide?
Yes.
Yeah, there we're getting a jolt on it.
Sort of rather like optimes.
Yeah, that's good. Who or what would not hide?
Well, that lets the floodgates open.
Who or what would not hide? Yeah. You're thinking about that now.
Mm.
It's going round and round, too. All right, that's the way we will do that then. Who or what would hide, who or what would not hide, who or what would oppose someone or something that hid, and who or what would not oppose something or someone that hid. Okay. All right, Mike. Now, how do you feel about this check over? How do you feel about this check over?
Good.
Good. All right. All right with you if we bring it to an end?
Yes.
All right. End of check.
Thank you.
You betcha. You're welcome, Mike. Put them down. You go back downstairs.
Thank you.
Okay, Jim. Have a seat. We'll see what you're up to here and into.
Yeah, let's do that.
I was particularly interested in this one, Jim, because of the level that was found on it.
Yes,
it seemed to me to be quite disastrous if we didn't get that level straight. All right, so I want to find out how good that is or isn't. All right, pick up the cans, would you? Is it all right with you if I do a check over on this?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. Give those cans a squeeze. That's good news. Give them a squeeze. Goodness, please. Yeah, I think this is a bit down, isn't it?
I don't know.
Why?
I'm shaking like a leaf.
What are you upset about? I'm getting a reaction here to being upset particularly.
Okay.
But
having this is down.
You're having this, it seems to be down. What's your having this process?
What's the condition of that so-and-so?
I see.
At least that was up until today, and Jan said I'd outgrown it. And now we have something like, I just pointed out something around here you can have, or something like that. Fairly a straight process.
Oh, yeah.
Have I made this clear?
Point out something you could have? Look around here and find something.
Look around here and find something you can have. At work this morning, up until then we've been using, what's the condition of that, so-and-so?
Oh. You don't mind my doing something about this, do you?
No, I'd be delighted.
Is it all right if I give you a very short session on it?
Yes, of course.
Not in model session?
It's
all right?
Sure.
All right, let's check this one over here. Give me another cans, please. All right. Let me squeeze the cans. Just let them sit there, relaxedly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now just press on them. Attaboy. Fine, that's good. All right. Here is the first command.
Okay.
Look around here and find something you could have.
Your wristwatch.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
Is that straight?
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
That camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The balance.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The jacket on the bed.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
Yes, I like these curtains. I could have those.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
Feels better already. That door.
All right. Squeeze the cans, would you? All right. Let's try it again. Squeeze them. All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
Your necktie.
Okay. Look around here and find something you could have.
The binocular case.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The frame of that picture.
All right. Squeeze the cans, will you? You're getting a little more extension on this.
Good.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
This lamp.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
That biro pen.
Good.
Pen. Right.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The telephone.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The green vase.
All right. Squeeze the cans, would you? All right. That's fluky. That's fluky. That contracts and expands your havingness. It loosens it for a moment and then contracts it for a moment. Have you got any invalidations on a havingness process? Yeah, what is that?
Well, this has been used and turned down in favor of the condition of that thing.
Oh, I see. All right.
You know, when we ran through a couple to see which would work, and the condition one loosened up the needle, and those that Jan tried prior to that tightened the needle, and this was one of those that had previously tightened the needle.
All right.
But it worked
this morning. Good. Let me check that.
Okay.
Has this been invalidated? Thank you. That is not clear.
No.
Have you ever failed to answer havingness processes? Thank you.
Well?
No reaction. You can answer it if you like.
No, but I thought that I had failed to run them well.
All right. Have you ever failed to run a havingness process well? Yeah. Thank you. Let me check that. Have you ever failed to run a habeas process well? I still got a tick on that. Mm-hmm. Can you shed some more light on that? Can you tell me when and where? And so forth?
It was with Mary.
Hmm?
Mary.
Mary?
It was subjective. Muck up something, shove it into your body. She couldn't do it.
Oh, I see.
We tried it on the gradient scale.
Was this an overt?
Well, it was a failure.
It was a failure. Right.
In the process of trying to do it, I was insisting that she did it.
I see.
It became, I came rather overbearing, I suppose. It was way back, about 7 years ago.
All right, okay. Anything else you care to say about that?
Not especially.
No. All right. Let's check on this again. What was the first question? I wanted to know if you had,
The question we're just looking at now was something about invalidated process.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you have invalidated having this process. Thank you. That's clear.
Good.
All right. Okay. Let's try this just a few more times. Were you running that exact process at that time?
No, it was a subjective one. Mock up something you can have and shove it into your body. It was the failed one.
I see. That's failed. Were these cousins up till just a moment?
Well, they're both having these processes, but one is quite different from the other. I never really cared for subjective having this anyway.
All right. Good enough. Okay. Let's run a little more of this having this.
Right.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
There's a little baby chest in there I like the look of. I could have that.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
It's carpet.
Okay. Squeeze the cans, will you? Well, for some reason or other, that went wider. All right. Look around here and find something you can have.
The bedspread.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
That camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
The lamp.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
Well, I could have the expanse of the ceiling.
All right. Good enough. Squeeze the cans. All right. Now, that process is still tightening things and so forth, and I'm now going to shift gears to another process, okay?
Right. Yes.
All right. The process I'm going to run on here is look around here and find something you could reach.
All right.
All right? Mm-hmm. Here's the first command. I don't mean invalidate that process and so forth, but it is still going through a cycle of tighten, loosen.
Oh. Okay.
It's all right. All right. Nothing very catastrophic, but I think this reach thing possibly do better. Reach. I thought it kicked on it for a moment.
Oh.
All right. Anything you care to say to me there?
Yes, I'm sitting on something here.
What?
If that process I told you was the one Jan ran this morning, it'll be on the top of this morning's report. If I've made a mistake, it'll be some other having this process. That is, if she made a note of which process.
By George, I don't find that process here. Maybe yesterday?
You know, I take very scant notice of what she does in session. So I may have been mistaken about this.
I don't see any notes on the Hattie-ness end of it. Mm-hmm. So I'll just take a shot in the dark here and we'll see what we've got.
Right.
We'll just take a shot in the dark. All right. Let me check something here for a moment. All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? There's a little bit of a throw there.
I thought of the this being televised, this whole procedure.
All right. Thank you. Let me check that. Have I missed a withhold on you? Thank you. That's not clear yet.
Oh.
All right. Let me ask you again. Have I missed a withhold on you? Bing.
That was about Jan's auditing. I seem to be talking a great deal about it. How would this be with withhold? Not since I sat down in this chair can I think of anything that you've missed.
All right. Okay, let me check that. Have I missed a withhold on you? All right, that is clean now.
Good.
Thank you. All right, let me run some of this reach process, all right?
Okay.
Look around here and find something you could reach.
That lamp.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The door to the bookcase.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
the hook on the back of the door.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The light switch.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Pen in Fred's pocket.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Your type-in.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The receiver of the telephone.
All right. Look around here and find something you could reach.
This triangular block of wood.
All right.
That one, yes.
Look around here and find something you could reach.
Knob on the door. Drawer.
All right. Okay. Squeeze the cans, would you? All right, that's broadening. I'm going to give you two more of these commands and end this process. That's all right. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The lens in the camera.
Okay. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The glass in the glass pane in that door.
All right. All right. One more test. Squeeze the cans. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, that's the end of that process.
Good.
All right. Now, quite interesting. We'll get your auditor to go into this Habermas proposition with you. I'm not going to at this particular time. That is sort of a broad shotgun process. It generally does these things. Because I'd say you needed quite a few, quite a little bit of that.
Oh, yes.
I would like to see you get quite a little bit of that in this round.
Good.
Okay. Now, let's get over into this scramble here.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing some goals.
Yes, sir. For 3 days we've been doing goals.
All right. And have you been successful in...
We have a list. We've nailed about 35% of them.
Yeah, you seem to be coming along all right. Nothing seems to be upsetting this. Hmm?
No, the session is mostly auditing. Very little time is spent now in the beginning and in rudiments, which was the case in the beginning with auditing. We were spending a lot of time on rudiments and less time on auditing.
Hmm. That's peculiar.
Than we are these last few days, I mean.
Well, you mean you were before spending more time on rudiments?
Yes.
But not now?
No. No, they're just whizzing through beautifully.
Oh, all right. All right, well, let me check up and just make sure with you, Jim, that we're not all fire-drilled on the subject of, has nobody ever done a line plot for you? I guess there was no need to. The only level you ever listed was apparently drive crazy.
Right.
And what was the question?
Who or what would drive something or someone crazy?
Who or what would drive something?
We have a list of something nudging on 1,000 items.
Something crazy. Right. Now, while you were running that, Jim, did you get a lot of somatics?
No.
You got no somatics?
I got two.
Two? What
distinct ones, and I've still got them.
Right.
One was a pain in the shoulder blade of the side.
Yeah.
The other was twitching nose. Right at the end of it. It's like a rabbit. Like that rabbit we gave the kids.
Yeah.
This nose twitches, and it goes on twitching in the most unexpected moments.
All right. Do you have a lot of big cognitions or something of the sort on that?
Not big ones, but quite a lot of cognitions. It got realer to me. It seemed to me I went back to the very core of being, so that any departure from native state was the beginning condition of craziness.
Oh, I see.
And it was a progression on.
All right. Well, that doesn't sound to me to be very violent. But you say you still got those somatics.
Mm-hmm. But they're not worrisome somatics.
Mm-hmm. You do in this goal, you find yourself distracted or anything?
Not by that, certainly not.
Your attention's very nicely on the subject of goals.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let me test the question. Who or what would want to drive something or someone crazy? You still got a rack on it.
Yes. Well, your question was a little different from the one that Jan was asking.
I've got who or what would want to drive someone or something crazy.
We didn't have the want in there when we were listing.
Just who or what would drive someone or something crazy. All right. Let's see. I'll check that. Who or what would drive someone or something crazy? Who or what would drive someone or something crazy? This looks awfully quiet, but the needle gets very still when I start talking about that. I'll tell you what we're going to do in your case. We're just going to let you go right on with the goal assessment.
Oh, fine.
We're not going to be upset about this.
Okay.
But if, after what a fleet 3GA I'm writing here, but if after a complete 3GA, nose and shoulders, somatics continue, do A, complete I, listening on behalf, well, drive crazy, all right?
Sure. The shoulder pain is, Yeah, I'd be pleased to be rid of it, but it doesn't seriously interfere with anything.
All right. Well, I think it'll probably blow off. Something of this sort. You seem to be getting along all right with your goals assessment. Everything seems
I'm very pleased so far.
All right. Is there anything you care to say before I wind this up?
Beyond thanking you very much now.
All right. Okay. Now, let me check just one thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? All right. Thank you very much. That's clear.
Good.
Okay, put your hands down.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right, sir.
Come on, Tom. There you go.
Thank you.
Pick up the can. Shove it a little closer there and pick up the can. Okay. Now, let's take a look at where you're sitting here on the meter. Please attend. All right, that's pretty loose. Now, is it all right with you if I do a check over what you're doing here in Liston?
Sure.
All right. Now, we had a prehab level here, convince. And you listed on that, and we left the listing complete, went to 3GA. How long did you list on that?
Oh, not very long, really. Maybe 3 sessions. One too long, about 3 sessions. Before.
All right. And what happened during that listing?
I did experience some somatics. Not very terrible ones in the ears.
In the ears?
Yeah, just it didn't last long. I had a jolt in the side. Eyes got a bit sticky. One eye, I had a slight somatic in the right eye.
Mm-hmm.
Just minor somatics, actually. These were new ones, as far as I was concerned. Now, I have a chronic head that I've had in since 56, since we ran solids.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of stayed with me.
Well, did that turn on while you were doing that?
Well, I bet it's so long. I mean, it's kind of a cousin of mine now.
Yeah, but
it varied a little bit. A little bit, but
did that line vary it?
A little bit. I think it did a little bit.
Yeah. All right, let me find out what wording was being used on this. I just want to know mainly if it turned on something.
Well, that they were. I got a jolt inside. These were new ones.
Yeah. You have ears? Are any of these still on?
No, I got the head. It's like I've got a woolen hat on all the time. Yeah. Pressure.
Well, when since when is that?
Oh, I've had that for years.
Now, Tom!
Yes.
I'm talking about a line which you just listed for three or four seconds.
Yeah.
Now, did that line turn on anything new? Now, you'd be a good boy.
Those somatics I mentioned were new ones.
This woolen head one?
That varies on the processing. It eases and...
But it has always varied on processing.
Yeah.
All right, so that is not new.
That's not new, no.
Now, I'm trying to find out one thing here. Mm-hmm. It'll make you much easier to answer, and I don't know what your audit did with the list of things you're missing. I find no list. I got some lists here.
I don't.
Well, what are these lists?
These are what we did.
That's what
prior to coming, yeah. Last year.
Did you... Oh, what is this?
That's a goals list. I didn't put anything together.
Oh, yes, here we are. Who are what would want to commit? Now we're talking. Who are what would want to convince? All right, Tom. Let me say this one to you. Who or what would want to convince? Now, there's still a tick on this. They're still alive. But it's just a tick. But it's a little bit of a double tick, so do you mind if I ask you another question?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? Yes.
Well, I thought then, when you looked at the goals list, this was contrary to your orders. We ran it. I wanted to see what it did. Those are running those goals. When you looked at those lists just now, Carmen and I had a bang on it.
We what?
We ran those goals. They weren't touched here. This is something we did in LA.
Yeah.
And it was contrary to your orders, that's all.
Oh, that you ran them?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Thank you. Let me check that. All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? Seems to be clean. Thank you. All right, now let me take one more look at this. Who or what would want to convince? Well, it's kind of latent. You see, now here's what I'm trying to do, Tom. I'm trying to make up my mind whether or not you should continue this listing. You yourself will have to know how to do this. Whether you continue listing something that has been listed in the past, or whether you can go on to a current routine three process. See? There's a possibility, you see, that if a fellow got some somatics, while I was scolding you a minute ago, that I only want to know if this turned something on which hasn't been turned off.
No, I wouldn't say so.
No, I didn't put it right. See? You wouldn't say so.
Well, while you were talking earlier, I was looking at these things, and they were light somatics. They jolted me when they turned on. I wouldn't call them heavy.
Mm.
But they were there.
Hmm.
And they turned off.
Well, is this quite new to you to get some kind of a somatic or sensation?
That type of somatic, the way it turned on and off, I would say yes.
Kind of new.
It was quick. It hit me and turned off.
All right.
See, when I get in anything, it usually it's pretty heavy and it usually stays with me, you know?
Yeah. All right.
But this was short, sharp, and sweet.
Well, now look here, Tom. You have listed well, there's maybe 150 of these. All right. Now let's bring up something here. You obviously have done something here, and there has been a goal found, and obviously a terminal must have been found.
Well, we did. We found a goal and a terminal. We ran it. We had probably a present time situation. We ran the goal was to be wanted. And the terminal...
Was it all?
To be wanted.
Right.
And the terminal was a boy.
All right.
We could knock it out, so we ran it.
All right. Okay, then you have listed prior to 3D crisscross.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now, that's all we want to get to.
Now, that goal, when it was found, it rock slammed for about 3/4 of an hour, and it blew the meter apart. So we guess it was worth running.
But I just want to know now, it was on this list here someplace, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Still blips on me.
All right. You remember the number?
No, I can't remember.
Why am I looking for it here, do you?
No, not at all.
Can't find it on this list. Yeah. Everything has been nulled.
Well, it. Well, we read that goal.
No, I'm trying to find it on the list. Mm. But here's the wording of it.
That's it.
To be wanted.
That's it.
All right. I'm going to check this door out, okay? What's your auditor doing right now with it?
We're not touching it, actually. We've only, I haven't just got those lists through them. And we're just completing goals list.
You're completing the goals list, yeah. But there was a goal found.
Yeah.
Was it found as a regular goal?
What do you call a regular goal?
Well, was it found and checked out and it stayed in? And
yeah, we couldn't knock it out. So we ran it. And it blew the meter apart. It was a terrific thing.
All right.
So we ran it.
Okay. All right. Good enough. 16 May, 62. And the goal was to be wanted.
Yeah.
You listed a terminal for that thing, too, didn't you?
Yeah, a boy.
To be wanted. All right. Is it all right if I check this?
Sure.
All right. To be wanted. All right. Okay. To be wanted. Okay. To be wanted. All right. Now, have you invalidated this goal?
Oh, sure, yeah. I sure did.
All right, how's that?
Well, I doubted it. And I thought, when you issued a bulletin about present time problems and things like that, this is a thing in the bank. I've got a whole thing I've been running for years.
Mm.
With women and boys and all sorts of things like that.
Mm.
And I figured on that, and when you issued that bulletin, I thought, well, this is a present time problem. It came up when we were running problems.
Mm-hmm.
Flashed across, and I said, put that down. Mm. We could knock it out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's how we got it.
All right. Thank you. Let me check this. All right. Has this goal been invalidated? All right. I still get a bang. That's it.
Well, actually, it came straight out of an incident, I'm pretty sure. I dramatized it.
All right. And
I wondered whether it was out of a, some kind of an ingrain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very real. It lasted a long time.
All right.
I didn't think it was a real... there may be a more basic goal, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But this was so good, I thought we could run this with a damage.
All right. Okay. Let me check that now. All right. Has this goal been invalidated? That seems a bit clearer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, has anybody missed a withhold on this goal? Yes. That's it?
Mother.
That's it?
Mother.
What is it?
I thought of mother.
Yeah. Bang.
Come.
All right. That's it.
Come on,
mother. All right. There's one.
Well, what I thought then, all the people that I considered didn't want me, I looked, that's what I thought then.
All right. Okay. What's that one?
Well, this is what I thought then was a kind of a game.
Mm-hmm.
You reject them and they say they don't want you.
All right.
That's what
I thought. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't mean to keep feeding you more and more there.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought maybe I could run this one down. All right. Has anyone missed a withhold on this call? Yes.
Well, I thought a foul then.
Okay. All right. Let me check that. Has anyone missed a withhold on this call? Yes, it's still alive. Think of another one? That's it?
Well, I thought of a priest, Roman Catholic Church.
All right, thank you. Has anyone missed a withhold on this call? Yep.
None.
Okay, thank you. Let me check that. Has anyone missed a withhold on this call? That's getting clear. There's just a tiny little tick left. Can you think of that one? That's it.
Well, what I thought of then, when I brought up some pictures on birth, they had nuns around the bed praying over me, apparently.
The what?
Nuns.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
The priest came in. Visited. We lived next door to the convent, you see.
Right.
And I didn't know about this. But apparently I was given them a... kind of a game, and probably was expected not to stay, and they were just all trying to keep me around, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
That's what I thought of.
All right, thank you. Let me check that. Has anyone missed a withhold on this call? Still bangs.
No, I just
that's
thought,
it?
Of, thought of a bishop.
All right. You got that? You thought of a bishop, you said?
Yeah, the hell the bishop is.
All right, okay, let me check that. Has anyone missed a withhold on this goal? Are we still get a tick?
Well, I'll be the family.
There's one. Huh?
Family.
All right, okay. It's getting quieter. Let me check it again. Has anyone missed a withhold on this goal? Queen. All right. Okay. Now, let me check the school again. To be wanted. To be wanted. To be wanted. All right. I get a sort of a dirty needle and a sporadic reed here on this thing. So there's apparently some more on this thing. Now, have you ever... have you ever suppressed the skull? Yeah, there's a tick-tick.
Yeah. Yeah, I've suppressed it with practically everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that showed me any interest in me, I used to turn this on.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Let me check that. Have you suppressed the skull? Still a little tick. All right.
Well, this would apply to practically everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Let me check that. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Get a fall, but it's getting cleaner. That's it.
Well, I thought about the army, you know. I left the service when I was wanted.
All right, thank you. Let me check that. Have you ever suppressed this goal? All right, there's nothing but a bit of a latent on there now. But let's see if you can think of that one. Still get a bang. Not clean yet.
Carmen, I've suppressed it with that. This would apply to everybody I've known, actually. Everybody that has shown any interest in me to help me, I've kind of taken off.
Let me check that. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Still a tick.
Service, school.
Okay.
College of Science. I think I was. I think the professor there was trying to help me, and I backed off of that too.
All right. Thank you. Let me check it again. Have you ever suppressed this goal? It's getting cleaner. I'll check it one more time. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Don't think that's this reading or something reading here. Check it one more time. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Still a tick.
Well, I suppressed it as far as you're concerned.
Oh, all right.
When you reached at me, I didn't respond.
All right. Good enough. Good enough. Let me check it again. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Yeah, that's getting clean, though. It's getting clean. Let me make sure. Check it one more time. Have you ever suppressed this goal? I got a latent tick that time. Just a little bit of a latent. That's the one. That's the one. That's it.
I thought of Iceland, then. Iceland.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Let me check it once more. Have you ever suppressed this goal? I still got a bang here. There it is.
Well, I suppressed it in the first job I was in, when help was offered to me. I refused the help there, took off from there.
Not much
explaining.
Okay. All right. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Still got a tick on it?
Well, there's not a family that were very friendly towards me. I cut adrift from them. Same way.
All right. Okay. Let me check on this. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Got a tick. That's it.
Sisters? Sister.
All right. Sister. All right, let me check it once more. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Still got a fall.
Yeah, that's with Vera, another one that another person trying to help me.
All right. Okay. Good enough. Let me check this again. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Oh, I got a swing that time. Let me check it. And we're just talking about this goal. Have you ever suppressed this goal? Still get a little hang here. Getting much cleaner. We're changing this.
Well, this seems to be right away throughout life, actually, is the thing I've done, apparently. As soon as anybody showed any interest or wanted to help me, I just took off.
All right. Let me check this again. Have you ever suppressed this goal? I still get a bang on here.
I thought of an art then that tried to help me in the art field.
All right. Let me check it again. Have you ever suppressed this goal? That's getting clean. All right. Now let me check the goal itself. Just let me say goal a few times. To be wanted. 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 Now, the read is a little more consistent here than it was, but you get a couple of responses and then a no response, so there's something else on this. All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you?
No, well, I thought I didn't tell you was a, I thought it was a singing career that I was offered. No, I refused to.
Yeah.
A singing career.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that and didn't tell you.
All right. Good. Let me check that. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Still got one. That's it.
Well, I seem to be suppressing the goal now, to some extent.
Suppressing?
The goal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right now?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let me check this. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Clean. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, let me check this goal again. To be wanted. To be wanted. To be wanted. All right, we got two slightly latent and one no read on this particular activity. Now, is there an invalidation on listing? Oh, that's clean. Have you been upset by a goals assessment?
Well, we certainly had battles on it. When we were listing.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Was that here?
Yeah, not here.
Oh, well, on the goal?
Right, yeah.
Originally?
Yeah, we really fought our way through that.
Let me check that. Have you had any upset on a goals assessment? All right. Okay. To be wanted. To be wanted. To be wanted. Now, frankly, we do get a tick in this. It does tick. Slightly, just a split late, but it's checking out better. Well, without any recourse to the meter, is there anything you care to say about this?
No, well, I felt that it was probably something worth running. I didn't particularly feel it was the goal.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I felt it was kind of part of, down the track a little bit, in the right direction.
Hmm.
I felt it was something good, right?
Hmm. All right. Okay. You remember listing the terminal for it?
I remember the terminal, yeah, to be right. You mean the list?
Listing on it.
Oh, there wasn't many on the list.
Very few.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't many, too.
All right. I still get a slightly dirty needle here on occasion from time to time. Now, did the auditor who did this assessment miss a withhold on you?
Well, if she did, I didn't know that.
What was it?
Well, I figured that I wasn't given her the terminal.
Yeah.
And I figured I wasn't given her the goal.
Oh, all right. She didn't bring it up.
Well, I told her that.
Oh, all right.
But the terminal, I felt I was withholding.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did the auditor who did this goals assessment miss a withhold on you? That's cleaner. All right. Was this done in that LA course?
No, that was done on bulletins.
Yeah. Well, was this before the LA course?
Yes.
Done before the LA course?
Yeah.
I see.
Before the rulings were done.
All right. Okay. Now, is there an invalidation on this goal? Seems to be clean. Has any auditor missed a withhold on this goal? I have to check that again. Has any auditor missed a withhold on this goal? The word auditor seems to start a dirty needle here.
Yeah, well, it doesn't mean it kind of means something else to me.
What's that?
Auditor, well, it kind of, I'm kind of mixed up with auditing, books and papers and accounts and things like that on auditing. It doesn't mean what we consider an auditor is.
Oh, I see. I see.
I have difficulty with these things.
Okay. All right. Has any auditor missed a withhold on this goal? I'm not getting any read on that particularly. I did get a dirty read on the word auditor. Let me check this. Yeah, I still get it. Auditor. Auditor. There's something going on that word still.
Well, I think myself it's something I've never really been fond of.
As a word.
Title. Or
Good. Let me check this now. Has any auditor missed a withhold on this goal? That is clear as far as the question is concerned. All right. Let me check it out once more here. To be wanted. To be wanted. To be wanted. All right. All right, in this session, have you suppressed this goal? Yes.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let me check this again. In this session, have you suppressed this goal? Still got one.
Yeah, I was hoping that the goals list wouldn't be touched, you know. I kind of thought that maybe we'd get on the maybe another list and forget about that.
Oh, all right. Very good. All right. Let me check that now. In this session, have you suppressed this goal? Clean. All right. Once more. To be wanted. 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 All right. How do you feel about this goal?
Well, it means something. It's something I've tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Mm-hmm. I came up with it. Mm-hmm. It made sense to me.
All right.
Something I was trying to prove.
All right.
In order to take off. It's very real. I've done this all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it meant something to me.
All right.
I felt we had to do something with it.
Okay. Now, let's take another look at this would want to convince. Mm-hmm. Who or what would want to convince? All right. We get a nice read on that, by the way. Now, how would we four-line this? Who or what would not want to convince?
Seems less positive.
Not want to be convinced? What would it be?
Would.
Hmm?
Who or what would, without wanting.
Yes, I know, but that's what you've gotten listed here. You've listed who or what would want to convince.
Yeah, that seems right.
All right. How about the line, who or what would not want to convince?
Seems less positive.
All right. Who or what would oppose being convinced? Or what would oppose being convinced? Who or what would oppose being convinced? And who or what would not oppose being convinced? Who or what would not oppose being convinced? Who or what could be convinced?
Seems real.
Who or what could be convinced? All right. And we've already listed who or what would want to convince. And you actually rather preferred that to be who or what would convince.
That's why I felt when you read it out.
Well, let me check these two. Who or what would convince? Who or what would want to convince? Which of those sounds best?
The first one.
Who or what would convince?
Even more certain. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, as a person could continue this listing, they could just translate that line already listed to that point over to this other thing, and you get the same thing. All right, and we've still got one more. Who or what would oppose being convinced? Who or what? Now, who or what would not want to convince? Make any sense to it?
Yeah.
Who or what would not want to convince? Yeah. All right, let me test this out. Who or what would not convince?
Like on the other side when you said that. These are those over there, you know, kind of separate from me.
What are they?
Opposition.
Yeah, opposition.
That's the way it feels.
Who or what would not want to convince? All right. Or who or what would not convince? Which is the best line? Who or what would not want to convince? Is that easy to answer? All right, who or what would not convince? Is that easy to answer?
Well, that, you have to be more certain. I feel you have to be more certain about those answers than the other one. More positive. Mm-hmm. I think the other one's broader. The other one seems more narrow than the other one.
Who or what would not convince?
It's broader.
It's broader than who or what would not want to convince. Who or what would not convince? Well, what we're going to do, we'll continue existing line with who or what would convince, and then run who or what would oppose being convinced, and who or what could be convinced, and who or what would not convince. Okay? They're all half. Okay? And as far as your goals assessment is concerned, you can go on and get your goal perfectly all right. But I sense on the meter here that there's something in between you and this former goal. And so let's list this thing out. It shouldn't take forever to list it out, you know. Let's list this thing out and then go on and get the... With that out of the road, go on and get a goal. Huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
But you did get somatics. They were changing somatics. You do have some chronic somatics. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is anything you care to say about it?
No. Thank you.
All right. No other comment. Anything you'd like to say about this? All right. Apparently. All right. All right. That is it, Tom. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the end of checkout. All right, that's okay. Okay, put your chair forward there a little bit, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
A little more. Just relax. All right. pick up those cans. Okay. All right, here. Now, get the cans, please. All right, thank you. It's all right if I do a check over on this situation.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Anything wrong with my doing a check over on it?
No.
I get a bang there.
Just nervous.
There it is. You're nervous about it. Huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Is it all right if I check over this situation?
Yes.
All right. Nervous about the TV?
No.
What is it you're nervous about?
No, I feel I'm down to Waterbuck Tiger level on this here, and I'm all mixed up heading in both directions at once, it seems.
Oh, I see.
Goal and opposition goal and opposition terminal, and seem to have been hanging there for a long time.
All right. Now, did you ever list a goal earlier?
No.
You ever had a goal found on you?
No.
Okay, and you've only got one line here. The only line you've listed, apparently.
Oh, I've had another one. It's a pre-have line, also civilize, I think it's...
It's right here.
It's not... And the suppressor line, or what should be disregarded when you want to get something done.
Well, now, what do you think about all this? Which is the first one that was done?
Well, who or what would civilize was done and abandoned, and when you brought out the suppressor line, that one was started, and civilize was not completed. Peter Williams got the upterm on that, first on the suppressor, mm-hmm. and then Dorothy Broad did the other side of it and got the terminal. And
on what, the civilized?
No, on the
special line A that's already here.
Yes.
Right, now answer. Then, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and then she assessed, Dorothy Broad, my present auditor, assessed me on another prehab level and came up to make unconscious. And, well, that's one of the things I've been complaining to you about for years, that I dope off, dope off, dope off.
Yeah, I know.
And that didn't run too well, and apparently she got instructions from Mary Sue to finish the line on who or what would civilize, the one that Ellen had started. We did about 1,000 on that altogether. We did come up with a reformer, and it didn't quite check out.
All right, but tell me this. Mm. The earliest one you did is civilize.
The earliest one that was started, but not finished.
Yeah, well, that's civilized.
Yes.
That's the earliest one.
Yes.
All right. Now, in doing that civilized one, whether the first time or the second time, did you get a lot of somatics? Heat, cold, pain, sensation, any of these things happen?
Not the first time, no. But the second time I started to get somatics on it, when we really listed it out to completion, when until tone arm action was no longer in it. Then I started to get somatics on the left side of my body, all on the left side, including teeth that were no longer there.
All right.
And I think that's probably why I lost them, because of whatever was sitting there.
All right. Now listen, Fred. Mm. You've apparently had civilize, and then to make unconscious, and then who or what should be disregarded when you're getting something done.
Well, not in that order. It was civilized first. The first assessment I've ever had in 3D crisscross was who or what would civilize. That was run by Ellen Carter, and we got a list of about 600.
Who or what would civilize?
That's right. And that was never completed.
Good. All right. Your next line for listening?
The next line was who or what should be disregarded when you're getting something done. And that came out as, you want the item? No. Okay.
And your next line?
And the next line was, who or what would make unconscious on a prehab?
Mm-hmm. And the next?
And that was abandoned, and we went back to Who, What Would Civilize and finished that one.
All right. Thank you. Right now, are you looking for a goal, or...?
Yes, right now we're looking for gold.
All right, what luck are you having with looking for a goal?
Well, it's tremendous auditing just to list for the goal. Amazed that we're right down in the basic area of what I want to achieve and the opposition to it immediately. Hmm. I seem to be on both sides of the fence all the time and very uncomfortable.
All right, answer this now, Fred. If you yourself could choose what was going to happen or were going to choose, what would you do here? Which of these lines or what would you do?
Oh, I'd finish the goal listing by all means. Definitely. Yeah. Not that the other was not productive, but I can see where the goals listing is definitely right down the center line. And just listing the goal is tremendous auditing for me. Cognitions galore. I seem to be exteriorizing from my difficulty seeing both sides of the problem.
All right. Good enough. All right. Let me check over this list and just read these down the line, okay?
Yes.
Let's see what readings we get here. First place, let me give you a no word. Let's put your hands in your lap there. All right, let me give you a no word. Floor. All right, this is not going to get to our road. Here we go. Who or what would civilize? Okay. Who should be disregarded when you're getting something done? All right, thank you. Who or what would make unconscious? All right, thank you. Who or what would civilize? All right. Goals. Okay. Goals. All right. Thank you very much. Goals gets a read. The rest of these get a dirty needle. So, what we're going to
do. There was a lot of, in the first listing of who or what would civilize, Alan just said, well, anything that comes to your mind, and all sorts of the seamier sides of life just came to my mind and sort of boiled off. And she listed down everything, and there is a circuit of some kind having to do with stock pictures of birth and sex and. And this, whenever I'm getting audited, auditor gets a dirty needle, and then now I've gotten to it, getting them off on missed withholds. But these have been very embarrassing.
I see.
Yeah, but that we finally get that off. Now, we used to horse wrangling for an hour to get rudiments in, especially with a female auditor.
So. Right.
But now we can get them in a few minutes.
All right. Very good. Well, I feel that there were some missed withholds on that whole subject. You probably didn't say what you wanted to say or about running it or something of the sort.
No, I don't think I could get away with anything, especially not with Dorothy now.
Yeah. But I didn't mean that.
I see.
The earliest run on Who or What Would Civilize. Yeah, there it is.
Well, it's quite possible. Because we didn't know about the missed withholds.
Right. Well, did your first auditor on Who or What Would Civilize miss any withholds on you? I don't get a reaction on that particularly.
No, I'm not bashful. I get them off, although it may be painful to get them off, you know.
Yeah.
But I get them off.
Well, you're getting your bulk of your session going on goals.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you get a bing bang here on the subject of goals. You get a reaction on the subject of goals. All right, we're going to go on here with goals, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And we're just going to complete a goals assessment. And sometime clean down all suppressions in valves. On the subject of listing. All right, that's fine. Okay, we got that now. All right, is there anything you care to say before we end this up?
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. You betcha. End the checkout.
Thank you very much.
There you go, Fred.